Emmy, Golden Globe, and Screen Actors Guild Award winner Juliana Margulies has achieved success in television, theater, and film, and starred in two classic series, ER and The Good Wife. As a bubbly child, Juliana was bestowed with the family nickname Sunshine Girl, also the title of her new memoir. She will be signing the new memoir this Sunday, May 22nd, at Hudson Home in Hudson, New York, at 366 Warren Street, from 12 to 3. You can find out more information about the event by going to hudsonhome.com. Again, the name of the book is Sunshine Girl, An Unexpected Life, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Juliana Margulies to the roundtable. Juliana, thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
How much of a burden was that to be the Sunshine Girl? And more specifically, at what point did you realize that and were comfortable with doing what you could to be a Sunshine Girl and not doing what you didn't want to do to be a Sunshine Girl?
That's also why it was so difficult for me to make that decision about ER, was because I didn't want to upset anybody. I spent a life thinking I wasn't allowed to say how I felt because I didn't want anyone upset with me, ever. I was the one who brought people happiness. So I think it was probably up until I was 35, I was really living in the shadow of that nickname, where I had been in a long relationship and I wasn't happy, but I was so afraid of hurting his feelings, even though he hurt mine all the time, by leaving or somehow making his life terrible because I chose to leave, that I just couldn't do it. And it took me 5 years to break up with him, really, because I kept getting sucked back in. And when I was about 35 and finally took the deep dive and left him, I went to therapy to figure out what I had been doing. What is going on? And that's when I started to realize, as I, you know, everything stems from your childhood. It just does. I don't care who you are, even if it's a happy childhood, you know, why are you the way you are? It's because of your parents. It's because of your situation. It's because how you were brought up. And I went to therapy, I think it was twice a week for a year, to figure out why I put myself in such low esteem as to stay in a relationship that wasn't making me happy. And that's when all of this came up, the idea, you know, well, what was your relationship like with your mother and your father? And, you know, and that's when I started talking about, well, I was always the happy child. I was always the one walking into a room and calming people down. Well, you live with that. That's hard. That's a hard burden to have. I thought it was such an honor to be called Sunshine Girl, right, until I realized it wasn't, you know, because I had to get out from under that name in order to be happy myself rather than worry about everyone else's happiness. So probably around 35 when I finally broke free and felt alive and sort of stronger for it.
You are going to be at Hudson Home and you're going to be signing the book. And this is really cool. I mean, you write about this coming upstate to finding a home up here in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so funny because Richard and Greg, who own Hudson Home, I had no time. When we bought the house, I suddenly got the show. I had a baby. I just never had time. And I ran into their store on a Saturday, like at 3, and said, I need a rug. And they came up to measure for me. And the next thing I knew, they're like, well, what about this room? And what about this room? And I was like, really? You can help me? And we have become friends ever since. They did my apartment in New York. And they were going to throw me a book party actually when the book came out last May, but of course COVID stopped all of that from happening. So with the paperback release, it's been really lovely. And for me, the Hudson Valley is my saving grace. I don't know where I would be without it. It's where we go to, well, sadly we did lockdown there, so suddenly we had to build, you know, it's where we went to unplug, but then we had to dig trenches and put in Wi-Fi, but so we could all be on Zooms. But it is truly the most peaceful place I could imagine being.
Do you feel that I've heard people describe this as you go through the driveway or drive in the driveway, that all of a sudden you just feel the stress sort of peel away because you found this spot that allows you to really unencumber yourself of all of the stuff.
Yeah, breathe.
Right.
You know, I used to watch when my kid was little, even I remember him being six, and I would see his little shoulders drop as we drove up the driveway. You know, my husband, me, the dog, our dog, I mean, just watching the joy she has being up there. You know, I love all four seasons. It's why it was so important for me to move back east. California was great for a minute, but you feel like you're in this sort of, you don't move forward because there isn't a season. And I write about this in the book. You know, I need a harsh winter to enjoy spring and summer. I need a brisk fall to be able to look at the gorgeous leaves and to appreciate the summer I just had. Like, I need to move forward. And up there, it's a four-season environment. You're not just, you know, in the autumn we're picking apples, and in the winter we're cross-country skiing, in the spring we're planting our garden, in the summer we're running around the lawn. I mean, it's just one of those places. And the community up there, it's much more my style, you know, rather than the Hamptons. I don't want anyone to get mad at me for saying it. This is my own thing, but the Hamptons beaches are beautiful, but what's happened to the community there is gone.
Yeah.
And you have that upstate, and I think there's such a relaxed feeling. And all my friends who are up there, you know, we can choose to have dinners together or not. No one's feelings are hurt. There's nowhere you have to be, and there's nowhere you have to dress up for. And that, to me, is a vacation.
Did you write most of the book during lockdown?
No, I probably wrote probably the last third of it during lockdown, and did all the editing during lockdown. But most of it, it took me 4 years because I kept getting jobs. I started the book when I was sick, but then once I was better and I started getting jobs, there was no way when I was doing the Hot Zone, for example, learning scientific dialogue at night and being on a set in a hazmat suit all day that I could, how could I write? So I kept pushing back the due date because I said, I have no time, you know, so then that would end and I'd start writing a whole chunk and then I'd get another job. So I think Random House finally realized what it's like to, you know, I'm sure they've dealt with this before, but you can't have an end date until there's a lockdown. And then they're like, now can you? I was like, now I can. Absolutely.
It seems like you have an amazing ability. You write about this in the book of when you're trying to learn dialogue, when you were working on the book, of making the time. Even if you get something at the last minute, you could say, okay, give me 5 minutes. I'll go in a room and I'll learn it. That you have that ability to focus and to focus quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it is a muscle. The brain is a muscle, right? So when I was doing 14 hours a day on The Good Wife, 9 pages of dialogue a day, my brain was so used to learning language that I could do it then. If you ask me now, and I haven't, the last time I was on a set was on The Morning Show 8 months ago.
Right.
It would take me a few days to get back there because your brain is a muscle. But for me, I have to, my favorite moment when my husband really realized he married an actress was, the first time when I had a big job and I got into bed with my script and he said, oh, you know, don't bring work into the bedroom. And I looked at him and I said, oh babe, this is the only way I learn lines. If I don't see it, it has to be the last thing I see before I go to sleep. And then somehow it gets in my brain. So the next day, it just becomes part of my dialogue. But it does take a while. I always remembered when we'd start a new season of The Good Wife, it would take me 2 or 3 weeks to get back into that rhythm of learning lines like that.
8 months since you've been on a set. Are you itching to get back and to do something more regular? Or would you ever want to do a series as onerous as The Good Wife?
Not... I would never do 22 episodes again. It left me just a shadow of myself. I really love doing television series because I think it is such an incredible dance. If you have great writers and you each sort of see each other's strengths, they write for you and you act for them. You know, it's just such a great collaboration. And yes, I do want to do another series again, only this time I'm going to be coming in from the ground up. I'm working with a producing partner and a writer right now, creating a show. But I would only ever do 10 episodes, 10 to 12, because the truth is it takes too much out of you. And I want to do, you know, you can't make 22 home runs, but you can make 10. And because it takes so much out of me in terms of not just physically and mentally, but time, you know, time away from my family. I chose to have a family for a reason. I love being with them, you know. So I wouldn't do that to them again, but I absolutely miss it. I miss the, I love a crew. I love my crew so much. I mean, the guy who drove me to and from work every day, we talk to each other all the time. I mean, he's my guy. Like, I miss my cameraman. They were my family. I saw them more than my own family. Sure. So I love that life. I love it. And I love watching. It's like a great novel, you know. Television isn't like movies where there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Television is chapter by chapter by chapter till the book is finished. And I love growing with a character. The same way I love watching it myself. So yes, I'm headed back there. I've been really lucky to sort of get this nice gig on the morning show where I have such a great character, so fun to play with unbelievable actors, and yet it's not on my back.
Right.
So I it's like a vacation for me. I feel guilty saying that, but it is. I mean, I get, you know, I do two scenes a week. It's a joke. So for me, doing the morning show until I get back on my own show is sort of the best gift of all.
Yeah, it's, and the smaller runs are just like going out to play when you're a kid, which must
exactly.
be lovely.
And it, yeah. Yeah, I think you can do 10 episodes in 6 months, which means you have half a year to maybe go do a play, maybe go do something, maybe not do anything at all, maybe write another book, actually show up at your kid's soccer game, you know, all those things. And I also know time is so fleeting. I have, my child is going to be a freshman in September in high school. And I just would like to be around until he goes off to college. You know, he,
absolutely.
I feel like I didn't miss the first 7 years of his life, but the first 7 years of his life, I was busy, and I'd like to really be present while he still acknowledges that I'm in the room. I don't know how much longer that'll be, but right now it's good.
Sure, you can make it last for a little while longer.
Yeah.
Juliana,
cooking good food.
That's right. Exactly. Juliana Margulies' new memoir is Sunshine Girl. She is going to be signing the book in celebration of the release from 12 to 3 this Sunday, May 22nd, at Hudson Home at 366 Warren Street in Hudson, New York. The name of the book is Sunshine Girl, An Unexpected Life. It is published by Ballantine Books. Juliana Margulies, what a delight to speak with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your great questions. It was truly an honor. It was really fun.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the new memoir is Sunshine Girl. Juliana Margulies will be signing the book this Sunday, May 22nd, from 12 to 3 at Hudson Home, at 366 Warren Street in Hudson, New York. You can find out more information by going to hudsonhome.com. You can also hear our entire interview with Juliana Margulies on an upcoming edition of The Book Show. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.